Racing fans will recognize this whiny drone.
Okay, the race will begin shortly in 5 seconds.
Now, this isn't real life. It's the sound of the PlayStation racing game Gran Turismo Sport.
It's Sophie Rouge, followed by Yamanaka.
In this play-by-play, some of the world's top human gamers are facing off against cars driven by an artificial intelligence agent named Gran Turismo Sophie. The red car, Sophie Rouge, is pulling ahead.
And the checker flag has been waved, and it is Sophie Rouge winning the race.
Computers have already defeated humans at chess, Go, Jeopardy, and poker. Now machines have dominated us again in video game car racing. Even more impressive, the artificial intelligence taught itself to drive.
It doesn't know what any of its controls do. And through trial and error, it learns that the accelerator makes it go forward and the steering wheel turns left and right.
Peter Werman is director of Sony AI America and described the feat in the journal Nature. Sony, by the way, publishes the video game.
It takes about an hour for the agent to learn to drive around a track. It takes about 4 hours to become about as good as the average human driver. And it takes 24 to 48 hours to be as good as the top 1% of the drivers who play the game.
You can see where this is going.
So that's Sophie, human, for the top four.
Yeah, that's good to see.
It turns out that Sophie actually is doing things that race car drivers would consider to be very intelligent.
Chris Gerdes is a professor of mechanical engineering at Stanford. He was not involved in the study, but is a fan of racing and says the work could have real-world implications.
It's not as if you can simply take the results of this paper and say, great, I'm going to try it on an autonomous vehicle tomorrow. But I really do think it's an eye-opener for people who develop autonomous vehicles to just sit back and say, well, maybe we need to keep an open mind about the extent of possibilities here with AI.
In the meantime, Werman's team is working with the game developers to create more engaging virtual opponents for us mere mortals.